USA Radio News.
Today, justice was served.
Montgomery County District Attorney Kevin Steele is talking about Bill Cosby, who was sentenced to up to 10 years in prison for sexually assaulting Andrea Constand. Cosby is now spending his first night in jail.
He used his acting skills and had an endearing TV personality to win over his victims and then keep them silent about what he did to them.
But Cosby spokesman Andrew Wyatt says the man, once known as America's dad, is appealing the case, and he's doing all right.
Mr. Cosby's doing great, and Mr. Cosby knows that God is watching over him. He knows that these are lies.
The accuser, Andrea Constand, seemed content and didn't speak, but in her victim impact statement, she said, "I am looking for justice as the court sees fit." You're listening to USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
The partisan battle over Supreme Court nominee Brett Kavanaugh continues. Majority Leader Mitch McConnell said Republicans aren't afraid of anything.
We're looking for the truth here.
If Republicans are truly interested in the truth, says Democratic Leader Chuck Schumer, they'd allow the FBI to conduct an independent investigation into allegations that Kavanaugh sexually assaulted Dr. Christine Blasey Ford when they were both in high school.
If you want the truth, you ask for an FBI background investigation. If you're afraid of the truth, you avoid an FBI background investigation. We want one.
Legislation to overhaul the way music is licensed and composers compensated for songs online is being sent to the president's desk for his signature. The Orrin B. Hatch Music Modernization Act, named after the retiring Utah senator who's also a musician, creates a new independent entity that will license songs to companies that play music online. This is USA Radio News.
Everyone loves liberty, so why are you letting other people tell you what's best for your health care? Exercise your freedom with Liberty Health Share. Liberty Health Share is a community of people who voluntarily share one another's medical costs. Members are able to take back the freedom to make their own decisions about their health care. Stop letting others tell you what to do. Call us at 855-58-LIBERTY for more information or check us out online at libertyhealthshare.org. That's libertyhealthshare.org.
President Trump spoke at the United Nations General Assembly. USA's Tim Berg has more.
President Trump delivered his address at the UN General Assembly. The president hit on many things, including North Korea, our borders, and keeping America safe. The president also talked about the Iran deal and why the United States pulled out.
The Iran deal was a windfall for Iran's leaders. In the years since the deal was reached, Iran's military budget grew nearly 40%. The dictatorship used the funds to build nuclear-capable missiles, increase internal repression, finance terrorism, and fund havoc and slaughter in Syria and Yemen.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
The divorce rate in the United States is falling. USA's Chris Barnes has details.
The researchers say it's all thanks to millennials and Generation Xers. A new University of Maryland study finding divorce rates fell 18% between 2008 and 2016 because millennials and Generation Xers have been waiting longer to get married, making sure they're marrying the right person. It also helps that they're more financially stable than people in their age groups were at one time. Meanwhile, baby boomers continue to get divorced and remarried over and over again, even into their 70s. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.